Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
The coolest.
Boom. No need for apologies.
So you said you did 150 pull-ups
today. 150 push-ups.
Push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you, man. You get in there, locking in. All right.
Yeah.
And you breaking them up into sets of 25s.
It's basically sets of 25s, but you play them as you do one position for 50. So it's 50 of these, 50 of them, 50 declines, 50 inclines.
Oh, okay. So it's Yeah. And then so you get a lot of different variety.
Yeah, so
look,
you do all of them.
I'm blown away.
And then if you do that right, you won't have man boobs.
Yeah.
I can't do the man boobs.
How long does that take you to do?
This morning, because I still had edible in me, it took me an hour.
An hour? But an hour to do 150 push-ups is, that's easy. Like, not easy, but what I'm saying is, like, it's not all of your day.
Nah. Just a quick 30, it's always 30 to an hour. It's never over that.
Right.
But you do feel great. Especially you do all the squats. The mornings I do the squats and I'm breathing in all the air from the sun and the sun. Yeah, the shit you be talking
about. Yeah. Even if you just do 25 minutes of just jumping jacks,
some
squat thrusts, a couple push ups, and do it outside in the elements, watch. It's a world of difference, man. And you plan on taking that number up, you said, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
End of the summer, it's a big year. And I know the camera's coming back, so camera adds weight. So if I keep working out and I'm not jiggly, I'll always look good on camera. Because I got the fear of the jiggles and the man boobs. I grew up with man boobs. I was a kid with man boobs.
Oh, you had man boobs?
I had gynecomastia.
Okay,
that's
you know
what
what's funny?
Told me,
all right, welcome to another Splendiferous episode.
Splend-fucking-diferous.
We're going to get into this, all right? I'm the God.
I'm the great boy.
And we're back here. This is another family episode, man. Welcome aboard to this is about to be Man Boob Central here.
Boob Central. That's
I remember,
name of the episode, Man Boob Central.
I was about to say, this is the name of the episode.
I remember you used to always wear two t-shirts.
Yep.
It was,
that was my
weird. It was because Derek was not a fat dude, but you were wearing...
Skinny nigga with titties. Skinny nigga with titties. I hated it.
Because that seemed uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
Wearing two shirts.
And it's bad. It's man boobs and eczema. So talk about covered up. The only thing after that is teen pregnancy. Like, it's just... that's the last cover up. So yeah,
right.
I had eczema and boobs.
So
complex.
And in the past couple of years, you've started working out
more. I got bold in my 30s.
Put your shoulders in there.
Yeah,
lost weight in the midsection and all that. You're down to one t-shirt with maybe a wife beater.
Beater t-shirt now, and a nice tight jacket because I can do it now. Like my chain lay right.
Uh-huh.
Like I can't. That man boob shit is just so ugly on a dude.
Isn't
titties are for girls.
Isn't that crazy how everyone will normally just tell you, just accept your body?
No, fuck
you
that.
You should just accept
that's
your
what
body.
I don't like. Because I didn't accept. I didn't like it. You can't have these triangle ass. You can't have a triangle chest.
What feels better, hiding under two t-shirts in 90 degree weather or just doing
some
push-ups for a fucking hour?
Yeah.
just an hour out of 24 hours out of the fucking day.
Yeah.
You can't find an hour to just all right, even if you just like stop playing with your dick for like 10 minutes, 10 of the minutes that you play with
let
your dick,
let it heal
all
while
day
your dick is
long.
Healing from your aggressive jerking off,
and just
go do push up.
Yeah, do do it. Start on your knees. I know they have a negative connotation and people call it girl push ups, but guess what? Just that alone. It's going to make your stroke game so much better,
fellas. Let me explain something to you
right
now.
Just being able to hold yourself up off of the woman.
And don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. When you hold yourself off the woman and she see the definition in your shoulders and she hold that, when she feels like there's a man on top.
When you get that little vein, when you get all the veins
when
coming out the shoulders.
When she feels like there's
a
man on top,
come on, man.
She's going to bust a nut.
Right. There you go. Now, this is the thing that's
not
always...
Not for you, Nat. I know what you're saying.
No, but you know what? Nat is an interesting situation because Nat says she's never done any push-ups, right?
Okay.
She's never done any, right?
I can't say that I've ever done a proper form full push-up in my life.
Okay. All right. Now, do lesbians require, like straight women, that their partner need to be able to hold themselves up in the missionary position to not just be hanging over them?
Depends on the... I mean, I'm not... I don't know. My girlfriend's not that buff. Neither am I.
So y'all be fucking, y'all be fucking like snakes and shit.
Literally.
Yeah. So y'all just deal with it. Like, hey, whatever, bitch. I'm not strong either.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. But that's one thing. At least y'all can accept it that way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure straight women are like, yo, really, dude? You're just going to drip all over me like an air conditioner? Like,
nah,
this,
man.
You're sweating after a minute?
Yeah, man.
You gotta be in shape.
I'd rather be in shape.
Yeah.
I had a big bitch clown me once. She was like, I remember it was a fat girl I was fucking because she was nasty. It was years ago. And she was an aspiring comic. And we had sex once or twice or whatever. And then I heard some of her jokes and she said, you know what's funny? Fucking a skinny dude with titties. I didn't know whose titties was bigger, mine or his.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's it? And I was like, no more. I said, absolutely not. I said, a big bitch is
isn't
clowning
that such
me.
Such a good motivator.
And I was like, absolutely not. That was
such
the day
a
I said, yep.
Motivator.
I'm getting
Jesus
in shape.
Christ. No need. Everyone's like, you're body shaming people.
Nope.
No, you're gonna
a big bitch body shame me.
And it made him get his life together.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start tightening up. Working out can't be that scary.
Yo.
Fuck that.
I remember, like, when I was a kid, I had a girl point out the fact that I had, like, a fat butt. Like, I had a fat ass. And she was just like, yo, look at him. Like, he got a donkey, yo. And, like, it was, like, her and three other girls.
Jack.
West Philly. And they was just like, yo, lift your shirt up. Damn! Like, nigga, don't nothing make you want to exercise more than just four
girls
women
shitting on you. You'd be like, yeah, man, okay.
Right. And that's why I don't understand the weakness of people going like, they were like, what?
That's what I don't
we
get.
We grew up doing this to each other.
Because I don't understand this whole body shaming shit when women have been body shaming niggas for eons with dick size and titties. You sweating, you fat, like you got roll, love hand, all that shit. I don't know what the fuck happened.
You know how I found out I had love handles as a kid? Somebody's mom, son. Nigga, we was at a swimming pool at a party. And I went to go get in the pool. I'm like 11. No self-awareness. Yeah. No body self-awareness at all. And this dude, mom, was like, ooh, look at the love handles and titties on that one. Yeah. And I was just like, what?
Nope. What? I used to wear a shirt in the pool. That's how bad it got for me.
Wore a shirt
I was
in the pool.
Skinny nigga that would wear a
Fuck
shirt
that.
In the pool like a fat kid because I was afraid of my little ninners, my little man Johns. Some girl in my church used to call them ninners. I wore a shirt once that was too tight. She was like, that nigga got ninners. He got little man titties, little ninners. And man, when I tell you, I was like, yeah, this shit gotta change.
God.
I gotta round this shit out. So I be on Instagram now looking at all them muscle bound meat heads and they be pointing to their chest. If you wanna work this part, you do these push ups. You wanna work up here, do these push ups. Like I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, those guys are very insecure also.
I'm like, fuck that,
those
nigga.
Guys.
Niggers, kiss my ass.
Those yoked guys, they took those prods a little bit too seriously.
And I'm like, all right, so now I feel like a G doing push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups in the morning.
Yeah. If you got, like, super-duper buff, but you had, like, squirrel meat skin left over, because, like, you realize, like, even at your size now, if you were to get down to, like, 2% body fat, you'd have squirrel meat.
Squirrel meat.
Like leftover skin.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Squirrel meat.
Would you get that shit taken off
or
no?
The Rock did it. The Rock did it.
The Rock got that shit done?
The Rock said he had little side. He said he had little ninners when he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't like this shit on the sides. He was like, I got this shit zapped off. And when he got that zapped off, tattoos. And then my motherfucker just. Yeah.
See, all right. I feel like you got to have a little bit left just to be the show real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
If it's too perfect, something ain't right. I'm like a car.
I always wanted them project abs, but I could never do it because I was too spoiled. You know, niggas in the projects be poor, so they be having them 8-pack sparkles in the summer. You be like, I want one of those. But I'm from the burbs. You know, I eat every day.
Ain't that weird? That's the beauty of poor.
And I eat what I want.
Ain't that the beauty of poverty?
Yeah.
Like, poverty be tricking rich people into thinking that they shit is fly. Like, nigga, I am so emaciated. I'm dying.
That's why I got an eight.
And you're like, oh my God, I want to look like that. Like, bitch, we're dying. You know what I mean? Rich people have no idea
We're stylishly dying, bitch. That's what we're doing out here. Goddamn, stop appropriating poverty.
Because I put my fucking underwear on with a designer's name on it next to my rib cage. You're like, I want to look like that. You're like, yeah, you're nuts. You could be sold anything, man.
Niggas be like, I want the V cuts. I'm like, nigga, don't eat oodles of noodles once a day and go out and rob niggas. And they,
you know what else? You know what else I've found out from a lot of people that
because like, girls like the little.
But like when you get down to that, your mind changes.
Okay.
Because you're literally like, your body kind of goes into like a survival mode. So you start seeing shit different. You become more aggressive. You become a different. So like a lot of people don't talk about that. Like they're beautiful for like Instagram, but they're assholes.
Yeah.
Like they're moody. Think about it. You when you're hungry.
You're hangry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you see me hangry.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Y'all seen me when I ain't got no food in. I'll be pissed off in the room.
I actively throw food at Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And think about
that. Eat that. Remember that? I remember that. Yo, eat that. Y'all threw trail mix at me once. Hey, eat that. Come on.
Yeah. When we were in D.C., like I asked him for a dollar, and I was like, what do you want, Snickers or trail mix? He's like, Snickers. I was like, get him. Eat this.
I was pissed. Yeah. You remember, I was ornery shit in D.C.
Didn't even know what it was about, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I ain't eat shit. We've been smoking crazy.
It's 4 o'clock.
And I'm angry as fuck because all these girls smiling at me. I can't do
that's why
about.
It's weird that kids, like in preschool and daycare, are the only ones that have scheduled snack time.
Yeah.
Like, they know these motherfuckers are going to get moody without a snack. So they go like, all right, here's breakfast, here's a snack, here's lunch, here's a snack. Get them out of here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, why don't they have scheduled snack time everywhere?
That's called smoke breaks.
Well, that's our problem, too. Well, because people will snack on the wrong shit if they, like, yeah, you're going
to. Shout out to the people that used to bring leftovers from dinner to the office the next day. That shit is always funny.
Yeah. Natalie raised her hand. That's you. Are you microwaving?
I literally did that today.
Yeah.
Bring whole.
I don't microwave it though. I'm not trying to offend
whole course meal. Niggas be in there with turkey wings.
She's so polite. She doesn't microwave it. So you're just fucking up your stomach eating cold food.
Oh, I love eating cold food though.
There you go, man. Christ.
I'm like not a non-believer of heating up leftovers. I just eat it cold.
Yeah. Did you grow up like you had to be quiet in the morning because your parents were asleep?
Not really.
Okay.
Just a weirdo. And it's like my whole family is kind of like that, where they also eat like cold meat right out of the fridge.
Cold
like
meat. Yeah.
Like I love cold chicken wings. But yeah, not hot chicken wings.
Yeah. I do too, but I know mine's is because we didn't have a microwave until like 1997.
Wow.
My mom did not.
Until 97?
My mom did
what
not fuck
doing?
With the microwave, bro.
She thought it was the government?
Like, I don't know.
She
like,
thought it was.
My mom was definitely, we had a toaster oven.
It'd give you cancer.
We had a toaster oven up until like 1991.
Microwave gave you cancer, nigga.
And then like.
Put your toast in the oven.
But I was too lazy to do shit like that. I was too lazy to use the oven or the pan to heat shit up. I just started eating everything cold, bro. Mm-hmm. And like that was my life. Then when we finally got a microwave, I remember my mom got like a cheap one. From like a thrift store.
Okay.
And it had a knob on it. It wasn't even one where you push buttons.
Oh, shit. You had a Trinitron, John.
Something like that.
That shit came with an antenna.
So when you would open that, like, yeah, shit didn't really go that well in that microwave anyway because it wasn't that powerful and the times were off.
Yeah.
You couldn't even change it from like high to low or deep. It ain't had none of that shit on
there. Do what it's supposed to do, microwave.
Yeah, so.
No features, ain't had no accoutrement on it. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie. I thought microwaves was just a thing because I was born and we had one and I've always had one.
Yeah.
I
remember going to people's houses that had them in the 80s. Niggas used to melt Cheese Whiz in their microwave, right? Pour it on their broccoli and then put the Cheese Whiz back in the fucking fridge.
Uh huh.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
That's not normal, nigga. You ain't supposed to just melt cheese in the microwave.
What? Oh, God.
Nigga, cheese ain't supposed to be like that. Come on.
No, cheese would be, if it didn't melt, you would have a fucking problem, right? So it's just cheese, right? You just put it on your broccoli.
I don't know. That shit was weird, man. That shit was weird.
It's so crazy.
Microwave popcorn. We had a popcorn making machine.
Oh, shit. This nigga lived at a carnival.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like that. It was this weird thing. It looked like a handheld vacuum.
I know. I know.
You put the kernels in.
I know exactly.
And then
they
shoot
over into the fucking bowl. That is 90s shit there, boy. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my mind,
Jiffy
man.
Pop stovetop, maybe? Jiffy Pop stovetop joint?
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high?
Mm.
Well, now that's the time you go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. I had some Delta 8 at Skankfest.
Oh, all right.
Gay Blonde Mike was always walking around. Anytime when I needed a joint, Gay Blonde Mike would be like, here. Try some Delta 8. He always had them in little canisters. But they were definitely getting the job done over there at Skankfest. I enjoyed every bit of it. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Wow. What is Delta 8? Well, it's like, it's what's found in hemp, and it'll get you high. And if, what are you doing? Hey, bring it back.
Bring the thing back, please.
Typing it back to an email there. There you go.
There you go.
All right. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that the product should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it, man.
Let's get back into the show.
I did that
you
once.
You had a stove, right?
Mind. Yeah, we had a stove. I did that once. Like, yo, here's the crazy thing. We were just talking about this. Dylan, was that you that was talking about how you used to eat like a caveman? Like, you would have to pour yourself?
No. We had my cousin was sleeping, like, stayed over for, like, a month or a while at the family
house.
And
they didn't know how to eat.
And she didn't know how to eat, and my mom lost her mind over it. She hated it.
Right. Okay, like, so...
she don't know how to eat. What the hell does that mean?
Like,
she
all right, would, explain.
Like, so, like, she would eat like a caveman. So she would lean down to the table so she's, more level with the plate. And
like she was hunting it.
Just... shovel food, just literally this motion, like hand just out by water at any moment, just water over here and just.
Did she drink water like this? Did she?
Hey.
My mom right at the dinner table was just like, what are you doing?
And when he told that story, right, like, because we were talking about like how people grew up differently, I was like, oh shit, I was that cousin.
Oh shit.
Like I was the cousin that didn't know how to eat at a table, and my aunt was like, what the fuck? And she had to teach me how to hold a spoon and fork correctly, how to chew with my mouth closed, even how to put clothes on to come to the table. Cause nigga used to show up in his drawers, like, yo, what up? Dang, I'll be right there, my little tidy whitey's like, yo, what up? Like,
nigga, Dave and this was a Tasmanian.
Well, this is what they was realizing, like, oh, ain't nobody teaching him the shit at the crib. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I was always just in a blanket in my drawers on the floor in front of the TV.
Oh, all right.
My Aunt Dukes was always sleep. You know what I mean? Okay. So like that, I was fending for myself. You know, like
in
on
a blanket,
some...
like you just got out some water. like you survived a boat accident. You ain't right here in the towel.
Cause I would wake up right, like my mom, she would still be like sleep. You know what I mean? In the mornings, especially on the weekends. If she was out partying the night before, nigga, she ain't getting up for a while.
She ain't getting up.
So I would be like, you know, I would just wake up and just go downstairs with the blanket and climb up in the cabinets and get off whatever I needed. Okay. So that, to me, still makes more sense. I ain't going to hold you. Like, sitting at a table, I understand it.
But
I'm like, nigga, we don't have to do this.
You don't. And I get it. I eat in front of the TV, but... eating at a table is some human shit. It's something human you should do. Jesus Christ. Different lifestyles, man. You be telling me some shit that it makes me go, I'm really trying to love your mom, man. But I'm
my mom is great from what she was. But here's the funny thing. And I shout out to my Aunt Peaches, man. She was like, she could see, like, this motherfucker don't have no home training, man. Like, and I used to learn how to do it. Here's the sad part.
Okay.
I would code switch.
Okay.
Depending on where I was eating.
Uh-oh. Little code switch. Little Dylan DeGree. I got him.
Yeah, bruh. When I was home, nigga, game on. Like, we still on the floor with it. Because, like, my mom started hoarding, right?
Okay.
So, like, the living room, the dining room table got loaded up with so much shit. It wasn't nowhere. You better off just sitting on the floor in front of the TV anyway. You know what I mean? And then, like, I don't know. Y'all houses wasn't like that? Because that was pretty common in Philly. Like, a lot of kids was just on the floor in front of the TV. That's just kind of like where kids live. That's like where the term Rugrats came from.
When I grew up, I get it. It was a mix, because my grandma made me eat at the table.
Okay.
Nana made me eat at the table. You know, it's dinner time, bring your ass in, street light, all that.
Yeah.
We had fish tonight. You got to say, we had to sit at the table.
Like, it's not uncommon in Philly to just, like, in the summertime, just had a kid sitting on the steps and eat out there.
I remember at that same dinner table, that's when Nell snitched on me for the first time.
What you mean?
She snitched on me. I cut my hair. I was fucking around one day with scissors, and I cut my, I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I just was like, ooh, curl, cut it, right? So I cut a little patch into my shit, right? So Nell goes, what's that? And Nana's sitting there eating, not paying attention. And I didn't want Nana to find out, right? Because she'll whoop my ass for cutting my hair. So Nell goes, what's that spot on your head? It looks like you cut your hair. Shirley, look. And I said, and then Shirley saw it up and she beat me with a Jet magazine. But that's because we sat and ate at the table.
That is what eating at the table is for. It's for snitching.
Yeah.
So eating maybe at the table the is for better. Family snitching. Yeah, man.
That's basically what I was getting
that's
at.
That's where
like,
you come and be like, oh, you ain't going to tell dad what you did today.
Right? They it's all go there and debrief.
I grew up in a family where, like, my parents split up when I got a little bit older. So when we would have dinners, it was kind of like that. We'd snitch, talk shit, make fun of each other. And my dad remarried. My stepmom is super Christian. And dude, at the dinner table, they do this thing where they go highs and lows. You go around and you have to say your highs and lows of the day. Like, what's your high and what's your low? And bro, every single time you see me, my brother, and my sisters just look at each other and go, I just want to shit on people right now. Like, this is
right,
I just want to call everyone, like, dumb and stupid.
Oh, your dad's got a positive woman that's bringing positivity
and
into
every
the
once in a while, it comes out the dinner table
her.
And she hates it, dude. You see my dad make fun of somebody, or we start getting cutting ass, and she just see her like, can we keep it positive over the food?
Nah, man. I hate that.
Because she believes
never
that y'all
positive.
Fucking up the energy that's going into y'all bodies. Yeah. That's serious. That's why she's like, come on, guys, keep it positive. She wants to keep positive energy. And his shitty kids bring the worst out of him.
It really is.
Yeah, like
I love Wilder,
playbook Christianity is kind of boring. It's like it's like the Spurs. Like you ever see the Spurs
that's so
play?
Funny.
There's a bunch of step pops playing. Like there's no flair to the
Greg
Spurs.
Greg Popovich
but
basketball,
but it's fucking great basketball.
The Spurs,
you're gonna get to the championship.
The Spurs have been like an uninteresting winning team.
They're
since
an uninteresting
David
team.
Robinson.
So playbook Christianity is what like when you mix it up like my mom did. Like when you know, it's just better. Like we still human beings.
You know what's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because the extreme Christians usually are the worst and the best at the same time. Like me, a friend of mine was talking about this the other day about blowhards, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of blowhards in, you know, black Christian churches. You
big
know
time.
What I mean?
Huge.
Like, huge. They'll tell you how much they love Jesus. They can sing a song, everything.
Yeah.
Haven't read.
Answer the phone like, praise the Lord.
Have not read a page of the Bible.
Right. Nunchucking. Just be chucking with Christ. Just hitting themselves, not hitting anybody.
Bought a
else.
Few Bibles. Have a few. One
leather
in the car,
bound.
One everywhere.
King James.
Have
one a study
have
version.
Not cracked the binds on that motherfucker at all. Just out here.
It's
you know
there
what
though.
I mean?
Yeah, we got it. We got the look of it. Yeah, I like. So, but no, I still the ones that read, but the ones that know how to barbecue, the ones that know how to chill out, like
yeah.
Like it get too Christy all the time. You get tired of it. You
well, go, that's the thing. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The people who don't crack the book, they're winging it.
Yeah.
They're winging it. And their whole thing is like, just do whatever feels good, man. You know what I mean?
The ones that read, right. They pretty fly.
The ones that are reading the shit are like, this is how you do it. It says right here, can't you see? Yeah. No. Hey, open your, and you're like, hey, man, just fucking relax. Why don't you have some ribs, nigga? Just shut. No, we're not supposed to have pig. It says right here. And you're like, nigga, come on, man.
To be honest, that was always what killed me with like Judaism and like kosher and all that.
Right.
I know you guys don't fuck with Bo Burnham, but he has a song where he even says that. He's like, you're talking about coming from God's perspective. And he's like, you think I care about you guys eating pork or not? He's like, you think there's like rape and pillaging? You think I draw the line at the fucking deli aisle? Like,
yeah.
So as a kid, some of the rules make me laugh.
The rules are ridiculous. Bro, I told you about during the pandemic, I read the Quran, right? And the Quran specifically says, like, how, look, whatever happens, happens. As long as you're a good person. I'm paraphrasing. As long as you're a good person.
You read the Quran?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Nigga, the quarantine was long. Yeah. This shit was fucking,
I didn't know
10
that.
Weeks?
That's a god. I didn't know.
But this was so fascinating. They go, as long as you're a good person, and within your, it doesn't matter if you don't know Allah. As long as you're a good person, you'll go to heaven. Except for those Jews. It literally says this. Except for the Jews, because they think they know everything, and they think that they will not get it. And so,
yeah, that tracks.
That struggle has been there since the author of the Quran.
Wow,
was going. The Jews think they know everything, and they just refuse, right? To not. So it's very fascinating how there is a thing there of like the people who follow it to the T. Yeah, no.
Yeah, man. So I see what you're saying. Because I would love to be around family cutting on each other because that shit is just fun.
Yeah.
I don't. Why does it have to be nice? Let's talk some shit.
Yeah. Let's reset here. Go ahead. What are you about to say?
No, I was going to say it's also funny because when we first like was like a family, she was no cursing at all, no like Family Guy, any of that. And it's funny now, like. And she, you know, when you start seeing a bit kill all the time, she knows the second she breaks character and she's like, shit, everyone goes, ah! she loves the moment. You can always tell she's like a whine or two. She'll be like, this shit's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ah! Everyone just loses it real quick.
And there go the real person.
Yeah.
That's what fucks with me. I go, that's the fucked up part, God.
Right.
That's the person I like.
Right.
That's the shit I like. And I go, that's why I'd be like, shit is weird, man. Because coming up in the church during puberty, that's a bad mix.
Yeah.
That's when I came up. Because I say I'm raised Jewish all the time. That's true. But I was only one for a little. That was like for a half of my, you know, childhood. And then the other half, I started going to church when I was like, what, 12?
Yeah.
So, and my body's changing. You know, I done went from pretty much white women to straight black women. And, you know, they develop.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see ass for real at church. I'm starting to see titties bouncing in church.
Yeah, black girls get their periods at like 9,
and
10.
And I'm just like,
you know,
God,
you're like,
damn.
Shit.
Like, now it's like Sunday school. They wearing jersey dresses and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, getting hot, you know, am I?
Yeah, and I got to wear slacks.
And, when you were a teenager, they make God a surveillance camera. That's all they make him. They make him, he's watching you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You better not do shit. You want to go to hell. So you just be, it was a nerve-wracking time.
I know, and then you get out in the world and see that everybody's doing whatever the fuck
they want.
One even cares, man. This was a funny video that Dylan found, this Omegle video. See if you can pull this thing up. This
Give
is
me
a
2 seconds.
Woman who,
Facebook's giving an issue because it's like you have to like log in.
But
so
this
let me log
is
in.
Definitely a woman who doesn't really, she's not paying attention to whether or not God is watching. Someone is watching, and I'm kind of curious. Who, you know what I mean? Like, I don't fully understand Omegle and what they do on there. Like, we were never on these, like, websites with these goofy chat rooms or whatever.
You ever do, like, you don't even do technology.
No,
video chat random?
Video what? Chat who?
This
what?
Is
old man me, some, me the girl at a coffee shop
which
and
is,
talk
yeah,
shit
which
and,
is
then
great.
Go, and then go back to the crib.
Derek, for you to be an inside kid, this is one area that at least you don't have these awful inside tendencies. To just be like... I don't know what they're looking for on these websites. Like, what is the purpose of Omegle? Natalie, do you know? I just saw you grab
it. I didn't know it was still a thing. I remember being on there as, like, in the chat room version as, like, a young teenager. and just be like, I don't know, start a conversation with a random. It probably won't be good, but occasionally it'd be like, oh, here's a cool person. I'll like find you on YouTube or whatever, like another person who's my age also doing the same thing that I'm doing.
And you just find someone to just
look
at. Yeah,
you just hope for the best.
Jesus Christ. That is such an interesting shuffle of the deck of friendship.
Go ahead.
That they took with that. You know what I mean? And I guess it works because it at least helps you. You're randomly going to strange people to talk and figure that out. And I know I sound like I'm like way beyond the hate box.
I had friends.
Even when I didn't have friends, yeah. I would just go outside and find people that looked like me, which probably shut my world down a bit. Because it's like I would only go to people who look like me. Talk like me, you know what I mean? Like, if you didn't look, sound, or I'm not even gonna pursue this relationship. Yeah. So they would just like with a stranger and just like start talking. It's pretty strange.
Yeah, man, it was different for me, man. That technology. Oh yeah, show the video. I'll talk about that later. What is this? Let's see what's going on. Two spies caught in what?
Caught in the act.
Why are you so fucking ugly, bro?
Just a couple of guys.
We're just vibing, bro. All right, where's your girl voice? Show me your girl voice. Let's go.
I can't do a fucking girl voice.
Come on.
Dude, I bet you can't even do a girl voice.
So those dudes.
Yeah.
Wait, did you catch that? Derek watches the.
She does switch and go back into the girl voice really fast.
Oh, shit.
I can do definitely girl voice. But how about you?
Like, so here's the thing, right? These two actually look like and dress like and talk like one another, but they were both on here fucking around, like pretending to be some weird shit and then ran into somebody else playing the same fucking game.
That's crazy.
Like, that, I don't understand, like, what is with the trickery in the world? Why, like... everyone's got a cloth on. Everyone's like, you know, hey, man, I can't be me.
That's why I should probably just stay with my girl, man, because I don't trust none of this shit.
Yeah, man. Stay with the evil you know in that one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Like,
but, yeah, I don't know. Everything's a trick. Everything's a hustle. Everything's prestidigitation. Everything's...
Right.
It's all magic.
Okay, so where you guys are younger than us, where do you go on the internet for genuine... For like anything
like
genuine.
StockX, that's where I go for that's where I go for something genuine.
Yeah, that'll be one of the first.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store where every auto part at the best price. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rock Auto has been in business for 20 years.
That's two decades.
And they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Convenience?
Yeah, man. No longer talking to the counter guy or girl, you know, who has to order the parts and aren't really sure what you're looking for. And they never clearly have what you need. And after all of that hassle, they still charge you the storefront markup price.
Because they're trying to get a check. They ain't caring about you. Go to Rock Auto.
Yeah, man. Go to Rock Auto. You ain't got to steal from those other guys. So if you're a car guy right now, just go. Like, pause this. Go open up another tab. Go to rockauto.com and just check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. A little bit autistic, but, you know. You're like, what are you doing? I'm looking at car parts.
Car parts.
But I used to know a lot of guys that did that. Like, even when I was working on cars and stuff like that, yeah. I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to get this exhaust. Oh, this manifold holder. I can't wait to put this filter in.
Yeah, I remember
in.
My pop, he details his own Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
My pop fixes his own BMW. It's pretty wild. So he has to go to these certain places that got certain pieces.
Yeah.
And when he gets that piece, it's like a new piece of jewelry for a rapper, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, yeah. Working on your car is therapeutic, too, man. At the prices that they got at rockauto.com, you can't afford to not try it just to see what it's like to get under the hood and mess
around. My nigga had that car since 86.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've probably been getting parts from Rock Auto. They've been around since 86.
86. See, 20 years. Well, actually, that's more than 20. Wow.
But anyway.
I'm older than Rock Auto. Ain't that a B? Ain't that an auto part?
So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed as pricing is already that good.
There you go.
When you order, make sure you just tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
That's rockauto.com. Let's get back into it.
I don't know. I feel like people our age have moved away from, like, how do I describe it? Like,
genuine.
No. Moved away from, like, an anonymous social media to, like, personal social media. Like, I only interact with people that I know on Instagram, for example. Like,
blue checks.
Okay. Oh. No, people she knows. Yeah.
Know.
That makes sense.
You guys.
Correct. I don't follow many blue checks because I don't know them personally, and that makes sense. What about you? So those are genuine interactions. What about you, though, Dylan?
Yeah, I mean, I think Instagram has been the most for the past couple of years, especially now that I'm older. When I was younger, it was definitely like Omegle, if you want to like just like.
Oh, is that how you say it? Omegle? I'm saying yeah. Omegle, huh?
That's Omegle. My nigga.
How much I don't know.
Omegle.
Yeah, Omegle was fun like back in like high school. Also, I you know, you just be bored. You want to fuck with some people. If you want like,
so
I'd go on there and like fuck with people and be like, hey, like. I remember one time, like, remember Catfish was really popular?
Catfish was great.
And I just did this whole little bit where I was like, oh, yeah. Like, and I had, like, soundboards and shit of, like, Neve's voice. And maybe I was like, oh, yeah, we're on the road right now. I record. I do videography with them. I showed them off my cameras. And you just had people like, oh, my God, what are you guys doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, Neve, can you get Neve in the next room? You just fuck with people. And, like, that's kind of what these guys are doing. They're like, I can, just like a woman, go on this thing and just it's a troll website.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. And this is the problem with the suburbs, man. Like,
okay.
Because
I'm listening. Go ahead, boy.
Like I said, I used to eat on the steps.
I eat on the steps sometimes.
Like, yeah. And eating on the steps, you know, the thing about Philly, you could look down the porch and you could see all the porches on the block.
The whole block. Yeah.
All the
row homes.
Yeah, all the kids would be stuck on their porch. So, like, there was enough of us. We lived on top of each other, but we were so on top of each other that you couldn't be weird. Like, you had to be extra weird and hide out, like, and not come out on the porch in order to be weird. We kept each other in line, man. Like, that shit is bizarre to just be like, I don't have nothing to do but fuck with people, so let's get online.
Let's get online, man. The evil internet.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man.
Y'all generation got more Black Air Force One energy than we do.
But that's better than, like, fucking with someone
in person
that you know.
But that's what y'all do. Y'all fuck with people. Oh, okay. You saying. Mm-hmm. So y'all took the jackass thing, because jackass is more so fucking with your family.
Kind of. Like, I remember I also did the jackass shit. I remember one time I had a two-sided ramp. And we were all supposed to just jump in and do crazy things. And we didn't even get to the jump because we were doing the intro. Everyone, Jackass always has an intro. You know, welcome to, welcome to Jackass.
And this is
and
whatever.
And this is this. So we did that. And me and my friend turned to each other. And my friend goes, dude, obviously it's Jackass. Let's just throw a roller skate at him while he's doing the intro.
Oh, no.
You know how roller skates have a little stopper?
Yeah. It hurts.
That's the only part that hit him right above the eyebrow. This dude's gushing
and
blood.
Cut him open.
And that was the end of the Jackass era.
Jesus Christ, man.
But they put the little lumpy skull up before the episode.
We don't read that.
With the crutches.
It looks so cool.
I read it. No one reads that.
I read it.
That's why Daniel Tosh.
I was like, what's that?
Daniel Tosh had to make it a voice that we know and respect. In order to make you even hear it. Yeah, when Obama was in office, he made it Obama's voice reading the disclaimer because no one reads that.
Yeah. I read the disclaimer. Dick House. But before, the lumpy skull with the crutches.
No, yeah.
Do none of this shit at home. He's a trained professional.
Yeah, I copied and pasted that into my video.
Yeah.
And then we made our own
version. And still never read it. Yeah, man.
I could read. I was good at reading.
Yeah?
I couldn't read fast, but I could read.
Yeah.
And my comprehension skills were great in school. I always did good in school with reading, English, creative writing, all that shit. Math was my only drawback. That's why you a genius. That's why we different. Because you a math nigga. Like, you get it.
It's all logical.
I'm the only child spoiled out of his fucking head, left with his own imagination because his mom is at work all the time.
I was home alone too. Yeah.
But you a math guy. You work with another side of your brain. My brain was just crazy.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like your mom was probably a bit more logical growing up, so you didn't have to be as logical. I had to start to figure out logic ASAP.
It was an Air Force.
It was all emotion in my house. Just all emotion to the point where you're like, All right. Let's get into some plugs, man, real fast. Give me some plug music. Guys, Things are going great over here, man. Thank you for all of the subscriptions on YouTube. Thank you for helping us cross 5,000 subscribers.
Finally cross that 5K line.
We're trying to figure out what the promo is.
Bum-ba-dum.
Obviously, the next goal is to get to 10,000 subscribers. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. Whether it'll be... You guys, matter of fact, let us know in the comments. What should be the promotion to get us to 10K? Should it be... there's been a theme here. Apparently, the theme is Dave hates dogs, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate dogs, and to prove it, if you guys get us to 10K, I can either donate $1,000 to PETA.
Okay.
Or I can foster a dog for, what, like 90 days or something like that? So... You guys let us know in the comment section. We'll probably make this like bonus content to see, like, you know. But that means you guys would have some work to do. That means you guys have to like, share, and subscribe.
To all the people subscribing on YouTube, I'll even double down. If you get that dog for 90 days, I'll make a whole mini vlog series where I add it to the No Need for Apologies episodes for the months going forward.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Cool. And while we're talking about No Need for Apologies episodes, make sure you head over to gasdigitalnetwork.com where you can get access to all of the shows there. Use promo code NNFA to get a 7-day trial. You'll get all of the No Need episodes as well as all of the shows on the archive, any bonus content that we put behind there. And if you choose to stay on, you'll get a 15% discount on the monthly subscription. Make sure you go to podcastmerch.com/NNFA for all merch. T-shirts, hats, hoodies, everything is up there that's available. So, you know, make sure if you're watching on YouTube, look through the description. Everything I talked about, the links are just there. Make sure you subscribe and follow me and Derek on all social media platforms. That's the other thing. I don't care about social media, but I'm kind of learning to care.
Oh, God.
I
me
need
too.
More followers, man.
Yeah, you do.
Go follow us, man. Go follow us. Yeah.
Follow. I am Dave Temple, and I am
the
great boy.
Follow
also,
Pickles.
Since we're doing plugs and everything, can I just celebrate somebody in the No Need for Apologies family?
What's go ahead.
That? Can we just hype up somebody? What? Shout out Dave Temple for getting past the cellar, comedy cellar.
Yeah.
As
Dave
got past over the weekend.
Yeah. But I'm still out here making my thing work. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been dope. It was a wild weekend. I got past at the cellar, then went up and did some shows upstate. But I had to make it back for Black Ass.
Goddamn.
Which is a goddamn movie every fucking week. If you haven't been to Black Ass yet, every Sunday at 10, sometimes 10:20. But it's 308 Bedford Avenue. It is the wildest show in all
wildest
of New
show,
York
boy.
City. Now, if you can't make it, guess what? We've changed that. There's a pay-per-view option.
No more excuses.
We're working on this thing. We're getting more cameras in the room. We're getting everything better.
No need for excuses.
Get on that list there. Yeah, no need for excuses is a good thing there. GasDigitalNetwork.com/events. Every Sunday, you can be in the room for just $5. And that's the starting price.
$5.
That's
it's the starting price. It's a $5 comedy show on YouTube.
Yeah, matter of fact, you start getting on that now because the people who are getting it for $5, that's what we're going to try to figure out how to keep it there.
And boy,
we're going to try to grandfather the people that start subscribing now to the Black Ass live stream and spend that $5. We're going to try to grandfather you in going forward.
Yeah.
So, guys, get in on now. Yeah. Get in on there now.
We had a good time. Matter of fact, there's an intern out there. Cut the music off. There's an intern out there who was at the show last night. There's an intern who was at the show. Can we get him in here? I just want to give his testimony. Someone get him in here real fast. I want him to say what his experience was at the show. Because this blew my mind. I knew I had recognized this kid. He's doing Winter Olympics for Skanks.
Okay.
And I've seen him over at the stand. I thought he was there. What's going on, man? What's your name on the microphone? Go ahead. You can talk into the mic.
One second. We're trying to get the audio up in here.
Oh, okay. What's your name, man?
Jorge.
Jorge.
Fuck, I did not expect you to be a Jorge. Jesus Christ. Okay. Jorge, man. Jorge popped up at Black Ass last night,
sat
man.
Right in the front.
Yeah. How'd you hear about Black Ass, man?
Well, I am not a consistent listener of No Need, but I do listen on occasion.
Oh, thank you. I like an occasional listener.
I don't.
That's right. So before you go, what did
no,
you like?
You know,
Black Ass
you know what he just said to me?
Fuck you, Dave Temp.
Yeah, I'm an that's occasional listener.
Matter of fact, an occasional play that. Say that. Hit that again.
Fuck you.
That's
Dave
what you
Temple.
Just said. But how'd you like the show last night?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, see. Okay, see.
When I came in, he goes, this is probably the best thing I've ever been to at Gas. You know what I mean? So thank you, Jorge, for coming through, man.
Maybe listen to a couple more episodes, Jorge. Maybe a couple more. Thank you, Jorge.
No need for apologies, though,
That's
man.
Like George in Spanish, right? That's a Spanish George. Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit. Is your last name Costanza? Is it Jorge
That's
Costanza?
That's a young Costanza. Jorge Costanza. That's it. That's what I'm calling him. That nigga's Jorge Costanza.
So we had a good time. Thanks, man. We had a fun time at the show last night.
I don't like no names, but y'all fucked up our green room.
Yeah, the show is getting good, but y'all are fucking
This is so fucking annoying. Like, pissed me off.
Look, bruh, and look, chicks, I'm just saying. You come down to the green room, you know, I don't like that shit they do the most. You can't be stealing shit on the black show. It don't look good for us, so now they're shutting down green rooms and shit.
Yeah, so basically what happened was the show has become quite a fucking event.
It's been a
spectacle, I'm like, yeah.
It is a spectacle,
It is full on. I mean, it is anything you've ever seen a documentary on the Comedy Store or anything to be like, oh my God, there's like a ton of people in the showroom.
And Dave, people think we're making this shit up, and that's why the live stream exists.
There's a ton of people in the bar.
Ton.
There's a ton of people downstairs in the green room smoking. There's a ton of people out front on the corner. It is insane, you know, what we're doing. I love every bit of it, but it gets hard to monitor people.
Yeah, man.
And now people are starting to behave poorly.
Yep.
Like the epitome of poorly. Like stealing shit poorly. Like, I get it. It's the Black Air Force One show. But God damn it, we're trying to change the narrative.
Yeah, we are.
And you guys are bringing old school Black Air Force One energy to the goddamn...
Because new Air Force One energy at our show, at the No Need for Apologies show, the Black Ass Comedy Show... It's peace, it's love, it's joy,
and
it's snatching.
And a lot of fucking weed.
Yeah.
And a lot of weed and fly shit.
It's glorious.
You come here stealing White Claws and fucking Red Bulls and stealing people's bags. What the fuck are we doing, man?
This is what we lost everything for. Someone went into the walk-in closet and stole cases of White Claw. White Claw and Red Bull. What we doing? You try to have a little after party?
Yeah, man.
After party? What we doing here? What we talking about? White Claw? White Claw.
They stole White Claw.
And
White
I get
Claw
it.
Cheap as 7-Eleven.
I get it. Everybody is not at the same stage in their Black Air Force One journey. But you need to understand that you're a part of something.
But if you broke bastards can't afford your own White Claw, don't come out to the fuck. Don't come outside.
Then tap another Black
Air Force.
Don't
come to the Black Ass Comedy
Show. Don't come to my show.
Listen, just tap another fellow Black Air Force One person. Hey, brother, you got? Can you get me on the White Claw?
Come on, man. No, we ain't got no chill
spot. That's the sad part is there's so many people there, including Derek, you, that could have gotten anyone a free 3 White Claws, three Red Bulls.
Right.
But silver lining, the summer's coming. And when I warn you motherfuckers that the summer's coming, Black Ass Comedy Show is going to be something crazy.
Yeah, man.
You remember the tunnel from the 90s? It's about to be that in comedy. I'm calling it. Yeah. Putting it in the universe. So we might have a green room, but goddamn, we got good weather coming up. It's going to be a bitch. And the last plug, me and this nigga Dave will be at Skankfest. I'm coming to Skankfest this year.
Oh, shit.
Coming to Skankfest this year in Vegas. I'll be there.
G-Mike approves.
Yeah,
maybe we get a little black ass going on now.
Maybe a little
black
ass.
We can't have
black
ass without the black host. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to see you on those stages.
So now we're here. We're going to be in Vegas. So yeah. I canceled some other dates in order to be here for my NNFA, my no needles.
That's what we doing.
So I'll see y'all there.
Good shit. So I also took a loss last night, man. I got robbed.
All right, go ahead.
The show.
In the same fucking
show,
green room.
Motherfucker stole my...
From the host.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's what's so crazy about it. This is what I like. See, here's the thing. And we got to do Ninja Turtles soon, the movie Ninja Turtles. But I've always talked about how I love that party at Ninja Turtles movie, right? They're in original Ninja Turtles when they're all introducing the Foot Clan. And I felt like Black Ass was becoming that. You know what I mean? We're putting on that party. So I got to be okay when the shit... Because, hey, anything you want to do, fucking do it. So I got to be, like, empathetic to that.
But
you motherfuckers stole from me. Now, here's why I'm not too upset about it, because of what was stolen from me. What was stolen from me was a crossbody bag, a fanny pack, if you will. You know what I mean? It wasn't even mine. It was my girl's. It was Tiana's. Tiana got a new bag, and I went and did a show upstate where I just didn't, you know, my clothes were chilling. I had a lightweight windbreaker. I didn't feel like putting all of my...
You didn't feel like getting clumpy, nigga. All my, I get it.
Yeah, you know, and the sad part is I don't have nothing to carry. You know me. I'm a lone wolf, light and easy. Just a,
not lone wolf school shooter, like lone wolf fly ass nigga.
Yeah, like, hey, look, man, just give me some rolling papers, a little bit of weed, you know what I mean?
A little maybe, cushion arm
juice. I can put my little, you know, I can put my little headphones charger in here. Now, like, my keys. So here's the thing. I'm anti-body bag. I'm not joining that movement. Because when I go outside of New York, I don't see nobody walking around like that.
That's a bubble fashion.
And I told y'all, motherfuckers, I'm not with this. I'm not putting shit over my shoulder. And even I hated when I was going in my apartment to get the keys out. I have to do this and unzip like a little girl. You know, I don't fucking like that. But I'm being open-minded to the shit. So I wear the bag Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Go do the show, leave it on the couch in the green room, put it back on. It worked out pretty good. All right. Sunday, I bring the bag back out with me to go to Black Ass. We go to host the show. I throw it on the couch. All right. So the bag has been stolen. It's gone. All right. And I realized that was a sign. That was the universe telling me, like, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah, you ain't supposed to be wearing
nigga,
that goddamn bag.
Yeah, nigga, you done already put the bag.
You think your brother's at the bike club will go for that goddamn bag? You just hung your colors up. And that's what the fuck you hung your colors up for?
Right?
A goddamn knapsack?
Right?
If you don't take that shit
that's
off,
what
I'm
happens.
Glad. Nigga, you just said goodnight to the gang.
Yeah.
And you gonna put on that.
That's what happened.
Your bitch ass got balance. That's called tax. That was the tax for that bag. That's
the universe
bag
is
tax,
like,
nigga.
Yo, you trying to
bag
be a soft ass nigga right now,
yep.
Son.
Man, uh-uh. Nope, the universe has something else planned for you, sir.
Yeah.
You supposed to be a hard ass nigga.
Like, sometimes I hate wearing.
You supposed to be a real ass dude. You can't do that.
I'm almost 40 though, so the hoodies and book bags have kind of got to go. But it ain't man purses. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I may just have to get assistance. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you carry this shit. But you know, I ain't doing no bags.
Yeah, get that to Peanut. Get that to the little one. Get that to your second daughter.
Hey, give me my gum.
Yeah, she looks great with that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But not you.
No, yeah. I was wearing it underneath of my jacket because I was ashamed of it.
Uh-huh.
So I would wear it under my jacket like a little gun holster. You know what I mean? Like that way. I'm like, that's going to get me killed. Right?
Yep,
what about thinking way... I'm happy you brought that up because, I mean, I'm high, but I'm thinking way deep into it. What if that was also God's way of saving you? What if like you're going really well and one day you went to go pull out something
and someone
thought you were pulling out something crazy?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, maybe it was the universe being like, Dave, get this thing the fuck away from me.
Okay.
Balanced you up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You was imbalanced. That's why the fuck it happened. So I do not like what happened, but I'm glad it happened. And
I'm just
you had
mad that
epiphany.
We lost the fucking green room.
Yeah, I'm just mad that we lost the goddamn green room.
Yeah.
Because they were stealing fucking White Claw.
Also, because we were nice enough to give it to somebody.
Yeah, man, that wasn't even supposed to be their green room that night, but I was trying to be hospitable because the show's fucking fly.
Well, let's be honest. Let's just say what happened. Exactly. That's what I'm saying is you guys were chilling upstairs like, here, chill in the green room.
You were chilling in the green room, but I...
Yeah. That's usually what happens, man.
But
it's
now we
never
know.
The artist. It's the entourage.
Yeah.
I once was backstage at a Meek Mill concert.
Okay.
This was maybe 2018 or something like that. I talked about this, I think, when we was on when we had Cypher Sounds on.
Okay.
But people that came in, their entourage would go, they would try to rush the stage. They would, you know, go in the green room and straight to catering and, you know, fill up their plates, nibble on a little bit, throw the rest in the trash. It was like, it's never the artist. It's the entourage. And I mean, think about it. Entourage are the worst people.
Oh, yeah. It's like bringing all your autistic cousins.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've seen entourages fuck up a lot of shit. I'd be like, yeah, this is why I only roll
with my friends. Know how you're saying, like, with this Netflix shit coming up, like, you'll get a lot of weird DMs from people being like, oh, shit, what's up, man? Like, try to come back in your life. It's like bringing those people on
Absolutely.
The road with you.
It's a bunch of climbers.
Yeah. It's like saying all those people that came back into your life was like, oh, I fuck with you now that you're doing
That's
stuff.
That's weird. That's White Air Force One energy. that is very White Air Force One. That is busted open White Air Force One
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, man. That's the White Air Force One that got a mouth.
Speaking of White Air Force One energy, I don't know if you guys know T.I. was in Brooklyn.
Oh!
This past weekend. T.I.
got his ass booed.
Took a hot one to the face.
Hot one.
And I don't know if you guys noticed the footwear that he was sporting.
Goddamn gas station.
Ooh, look at that crowd. Got that.
Look at those shoes.
He got it right for Air Force
Ones. Those are white Air Force Ones.
Bombing. Like bombing. Play that crowd face again. I need this delusional motherfucker to see what it the real is. We'll tell you that. Oh, it gets better. You ain't been here. Gentrification just started about 8 years ago. You just got here.
I ain't gonna allow this from you. All my niggas I'll take it from. You, sir, I will not allow it. All the niggas I'll take it from. That's dope. I didn't know he had braids now.
Yeah, stink. Snake stinks. The nigga walks in.
Wait, did you guys see that? Wait, look. They're doing crowd reactions.
Yeah. Up they're there on the... Yeah. Make it like Gravitron.
The nigga walks in. Slamming his mom.
You hear me? Slamming his mom. All right, go ahead. I ain't gonna go ahead and trash man's material, but you know what I mean? Like, so he was wearing white Air Force Ones. He went up there. The comedy community is excited about this.
Yeah, we were.
The comedy community, like, wanted to see this happen. Why do you think that is?
I'll say it. I wanted it to happen because he wasn't getting lessons from nobody else. Nobody was trying to tell him what it was. T.I. really basically bullied his way onto every fucking set.
Yeah.
He bullied his way in that open mic and fuck with that girl.
Uh-huh.
You have to understand. I just said
so this
it.
Was watching a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
even
to get
that,
balanced the
even
fuck
that
out.
Was a bully mentality right yeah. there. I don't know if you heard what he said when he was like going in the crowd and they looked at it. He goes, the gentrification
just
has
happened.
Not happened. So I'll take this from niggas, but I won't take this from you, sir. That is the whole bullying thing of like, what the fuck you laughing at? Like, you ever been in high school and somebody getting snapped on and they see somebody that they deem cornier than you?
Yeah.
What the fuck you laughing at?
Because
right?
he tried to get it off him.
Right.
That's a mook move.
He thought he was going to shit. He thought he was going to get 20,000 people to go in on this white guy.
They can't even see this white guy.
Right.
So it's like, what are you doing?
But he doesn't know that. Like, that's another thing is when you, like, doing so many shows. Like, yeah, I'm a young comic, but you start understanding, like, if you're going to start shitting on somebody and their features, their chain. You also have to say, this guy's wearing a this.
Well, it's also not
no
only
one can
that.
See him.
There's no reason for 20,000 people to turn on a white man. When
in the
we
middle
are,
of booing.
We're all
not.
On you. You haven't proved
he's
the point
deflect.
For us to go here yet. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, I get it. You do whatever you got to do. You know, and it's the same as like when you're being rolled on. If you're being jumped,
yeah.
All you can really do is hold one person down and maybe get a few hits after everybody gets off of you. You know what
can't
I mean?
Throw like, a white man under the bus when there's 15,000 buses
but
out there.
That's such a bullying mentality. That mentality.
Yeah,
did anybody ever do that to you guys? Where like you might have been laughing at a bully getting bullied. Like
nope.
And
nah.
They immediately come to you.
Don't like, come over to me. You fucked up. I used to say that. I would vocalize that and not get hit in the face. I'm telling you, I've been walking the light my whole life.
Right.
I've seen all kinds of fights and I've laughed. And niggas be like, what the fuck? I'm like, nigga, don't what the fuck me.
Now you know
you
me.
You in the circle.
You know me. I'm the devil's advocate. I'm always the devil's advocate. I always play both sides of it. Are we bullying T.I.? Is there a possibility that as a community, because I mean, the minute
when
anything happens,
I'm sorry to cut
we'll
you off.
We'll gladly 2,000 of us over.
Especially, I feel like our new subscribers would love this just because it's recent. Remember when we had Dan Soder on? He talked about, did Bobby Kelly bully Dan Soder?
Uh-huh.
This is comedy.
Hmm.
Like, it's a weird thing that T.I. wants to skip a lot of steps.
He wants to skip a lot of steps,
yeah.
Right? And that's what happens when you skip steps.
Okay.
But we gave it to him.
Right.
If you, whether,
yeah, no one's stopping him.
He didn't
doing
want to bomb
anything.
In front of
first
10 people.
First of all, it was our fault because you let it happen. Because we let it happen. Motherfuckers in Atlanta let him get on stage, blah, blah, blah. And then he just kept getting on stage.
Right.
Like, all right. And fucking Rip Michaels brought this thing up as a talented comedian.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, you're letting us, you did it.
Right.
We did this.
Uh-huh.
Sam J was saying the other day, I don't know why niggas are so bent out of shape when it was our fault.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But, yeah, T, if you stay in the game, fine, but you bombed in Brooklyn.
I'm happy you brought that up. After seeing that video, I have a theory. I don't think in 2 years he's doing comedy still.
Interesting.
Like,
why do you say that?
You think like 5 years from now we're all going to still like know T.I. as a comedian? I don't think he has...
He's a rapper.
I don't think he has 20,000 people bombs. I don't think anyone has more than like 20 of those in them.
Has
were you bombing Christ. Arenas like?
Yeah,
have you
because
ever seen
you don't
a bomb
need to
arena
yeah,
bomb.
You
can't arena bomb.
But like, Okay, have any celebrities crossed over into comedy and stayed there? I mean, Screech was there for a while. He died.
Oh, Steve-O. He died.
Who?
Steve-O.
The Steve-O. But Steve-O's not
in... I'm just saying
in, see, that's
Steve-O.
It. Well, here's the other thing. Steve-O's not doing it every day. It's not his life, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Comedy, it kind of has to consume you. It has to be...
But at one point, he was doing, like, the improv, the Comedy Store, and, like, I get it. Like, he is more... I've seen his thing. It's more, like, storytelling, like, videos, and, like, not gimmicky, but it's Steve-O brand. T.I. doesn't want to take the time to go into a small club and find the T.I. brand. He wants to do arenas like Kevin Hart right now. You can't.
Because he'll
nah,
say
he's not a, if he's at open mics.
The nigga be
that,
saying he's a superstar on stage.
Did you I'm see the fight he got into with the open micer in Atlanta?
But that's what I'm saying. He's already in a room with an open micer, so that shows he's kind of going some places.
But
you know
he can't
mean?
Even. He's arguing with them.
Like, right. About,
he apparently
heck,
ran
get
away.
In the mix. Yeah, getting in the mix. Don't act like open micers don't do that shit. I had a good friend, Conrad Roth. He got kicked out of every goddamn open mic in this city for arguing and fighting with other people hosting the mic. I mean,
Conrad, bad
some
boy.
People,
true?
Yeah, some people are
Conrad
just
Conrad is a different
like
motherfucker,
that.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like some
that was
people,
a scary white man.
Like I mean, because here's the thing, and I don't know Tia, right? But I know this, like. I remember when that guy got in trouble for, like, buying guns in the parking lot during an awards show, right? Yeah. Like, regardless of what, like, that if that's your mentality that you there's that kind of conflict out there in the world for you, you're going to get into a fight everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I don't know T.I. personally. I go to World Star daily, and T.I. has been on World Star a lot, not just for comedy, but confrontation. I've seen this dude arguing with his doorman, trying to get into the thing. Like, I don't want to show ID. You know, it's like he gets into confrontation. You know what I mean? So just because he's doing comedy doesn't mean he's not going. That's a motherfucker. You take the dog to any dog park, that motherfucker, like, he's going to do that. You know what I mean? It's just what he
that's
is.
God.
What? You know, there's some dogs that don't do that.
Right. And those are the dogs that get to stay.
Yeah,
they be tell. I've seen dogs get kicked out of dog parks, and it's hilarious because
they get bounced out.
It really has nothing to do with the dog.
Everything to do with the owner.
The owners don't like the other owner. His energy is off to begin with, and that's why his dog do what he do. But it's funny to watch them collectively chase him out and like him walk away with his dog, and you can tell the dog is confused. Like, wait, I did a good thing, right?
But exactly, but what do? You take the dog out of the dog park. You ever watch the owner as their dog's being a piece of shit, and they're like, "What? It's doing what dogs do." That's T.I. right now.
Yeah. What,
the comedy community does not want to take him out of the dog park, sit him down, and go, "Hey, buddy, you can't do that."
Right. My morals,
you can't do that.
My morals are gray. I realized that this weekend in some reading that I am morally gray.
Okay, go ahead.
It just means I'm like half in, half out. But like there's a lot of shit where I'm like,
But it's like him smiling and going and taking. It's like he falls back on I'm a superstar, I'm a rap star, but why you can't? That's so whack. Like nigga, that's corny.
That's
and when you do it on the set that you're so. On this thing that you're supposed to be dedicating your life to now, and oh, I love comedy. I'm gonna do
it
every
day. I
just
don't believe that,
motherfucker. When you fall back into your rap shit, it lets me know. It lets
you
bust
rapper,
up.
Yeah,
but
you
a rapper, nigga.
That's your
you not doing this
that
comedy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you stand up there, get booed, and keep telling them jokes?
Right.
Instead of putting on a song that we used to pop to.
Yeah.
Because you want to be this new nigga. Because
you
basically
walk
this line.
You definitely walked into the ring a kickboxer, and they were like, "We're doing boxing here," and you're like, "Well, I'm getting my ass kicked, so I'm throwing kicks now." I was like, well, that's not boxing.
Like, that's why also when, like, this is, because you're talking about boxing, like, even when, like, Conor fought Floyd, yeah, he lost or whatever you think of that fight, the biggest thing was, how did this kickboxer actually become an okay enough boxer to sit in this ring? T.I., you're not a good enough comedian to perform in front of a stadium.
20,000, yeah.
And stay above water.
You know what else is
in front
crazy
of, like,
about
a
that?
A smaller room, maybe.
There was another comic who bombed on that show and got booed, but everyone hated T.I. so much.
No one remembered him.
He's the one that, yeah.
How'd you know I opened for T.I.? Dave,
die, die, die.
Are you following me, Dave?
That would be fucked up. Could you imagine going to a show where you just boo every, like a headliner show?
Yeah.
That's like if we did No Need for Apologies, right? Mm-hmm. And it's Dylan, me, and then Derek, and we, all three of us just get booed off the stage together.
I'll tell
and
you
that's
this
the
much.
Whole
Once you guys
show.
Both get off stage, I'm both, I'm like,
that is wild, though.
Yeah.
I've never been, have you ever been to a show where more than one people got booed?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really? Only one I've ever been to was the ONA Traveling Virus. That was the one that was the one from the legendary Bill Burr booing.
Yeah.
And they had just got in the zone from that. Like it was a Helium had a side stage for young comics to.
This is Opie and Anthony, right?
Yeah. But Helium put the shit together. Helium, the comedy club in Philly. They had put together like the side stage to perform during the day because it was like a whole festivity. So similar to like Skankfest, but like just as how ONA were doing it back in the day. So you could get into the park at like 3 p.m. and start drinking, and there were games and stuff to play, and the show doesn't start until like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Already a huge.
Cool.
Like, you know what I mean? You're kind of setting the comics up to fail, yeah. Right? So the comics are performing during the day. You know, they got to make it through like car crash comedy or whatever to get through not being booed to make it, and the person who makes it the longest got to open up on the main stage. So
wow.
They're already comics. They've already
kind of
like
gladiator shit.
Right,
is this?
It's already middle of the day.
Yeah, it's something you're gonna do next month for some mooks for Black Ass Comedy Show.
But it's already midday, day drinking, yep. Booing comics, and then like the comics that you saw come from that are the first comics you're seeing on the big stage that night, and you're already trained, boo these motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's the same night?
It's like a few, like an hour or two later.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, here
it was like later.
Yeah, here are the guys that we saw on the little stage that we were told to heckle for them to get a chance to go on later tonight, and then they go on late, and then like that vibe, it just kept going where they were just like, yeah, fuck that. We're booing everybody because they had such a good time doing it. It's Philly, man.
Fuck.
It's exactly the vibe that your stepmother is trying to avoid. And you just bring it.
But if I could say something, I heard Tony Roberts saved the whole show. Shout out to a real OG comedian.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Tone came in, and what I will say, I'm thinking about, I put myself in a position. Would I have bombed at that show? I think I would have, because I'm not Tony Roberts, man, and I don't know if I could save. Like, if I had to go on right after T.I., like, I don't know if I could. I don't know. I'm in my head, I'm going, would you have enough jokes to win 15,000 motherfuckers?
What
back
is
over?
What is the largest crowd you've performed for? So
what's
far?
The largest crowd I performed for? I was at some theater, one of them big theaters. I was with Pete Davidson on the road. We were somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty packed. But
like
I think
more than 3,000.
I think my cap is 3.
3.
I haven't gotten past 3 yet.
Yeah, and you like
I did. What's that? Gramercy Theater. I don't even know how much people that seats, but yeah, low thousands.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, how the fuck? Because I was thinking about it. Like, put yourself in this position before I start talking big shit.
Yeah.
Could I have saved the show after T.I. got off? I don't know.
Here's the other thing. Because I saw a lot of videos where T.I. is saying he didn't know he was bombing. And he's like, I don't know. And everyone's like, read the fucking room.
That's the problem.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys, like, when it's like thousands of people, everything kind of sounds the same.
Okay.
Like, okay, I get it. Boo is one thing. But, like, you can't tell if they're laughing or not. Like, you know what I mean? Especially, like, if it just sounds like all the time.
But no, you can't. Like, I get it because he's probably from music, so he's probably so used to just, like, everyone talking. But during a comedy show, if everyone's not silent, that means they're not engaged.
Mm.
So if you just hear side conversations and not even just booing, that means everyone's like, yo, what are we doing after this? What are we going to get into? Are we leaving?
Right.
So they're not engaged. And, like, I feel like there's no way as a human, 20,000 people are in front of you, he didn't pick up on that a little
bit.
Well,
it is difficult, like, to get that size of a room's people attention. Like, comics, we do just go out and just do it just with our voice.
Yeah.
No loud pyrotechnics or loud music. Man. Like, when you go to the movies, the way they let you know the movie starts is that
yeah. Vix and a TH.
Like, they have to do that because people are so retarded.
Okay.
That they'll just be.
So, yeah.
That lets them know, oh, the show is starting. Maybe I should stop talking, right? Like, Because then you've been in the movie theaters right before that noise come on.
Here comes the loud noise for we to be quiet.
Isn't that what, like, intro music's for?
Here comes the loud noises so we could be quiet noises.
And it's long. Dude, that THX noise is long.
It's like,
and if you're smart and tuned in, you're like, I get it. I know. But, like, other people are like, God damn it, I can't even hear my conversation. Let me call you back, girl. This movie loud as shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause those people have no idea.
Yeah, so I had to really look at myself. I had to look inside myself. And I said, would you be able to save the show?
Yeah.
After T.I. got off, and I was like, man, I'm not gonna say no, but I'm not gonna say hell yeah.
Yeah. This is what I can say I learned from the T.I. thing. Better prepare for, like, oh, I'm talking to comics. Prepare for something to get the room's attention. Just in case you ever have to regain 20,000 people.
And this is the beauty of it. You got to think on your feet. And I cannot wait for this shit to start happening. Because I got something tatted on my fingers that only allows me to go in that direction. So watching that shit, I was like, well, nigga, you know what the next big thing for you. Because I set a goal for myself every year.
Uh-huh.
So next 2023, saving a stadium. Why not?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, in your guys' memory, do you guys have a show in particular that bombed really hard? Like, what's, like, the best show you ever saved?
Here you go.
Like, what's the best you
ever done? Saturday Night at the Stand.
Really?
Saturday Night at the Stand. My nigga Sandwich gets on stage and dogs it. Like, he
mm-hmm.
Sandwich. You know who Sandwich is.
Sun Beach?
Sandwich. Oh, my. Put it together. Sandwich gets on stage, bombs.
Why am I dumb?
Sandwich gets on stage, bombs. So, Sim came in the green room. Shout out to Sim, who didn't come today. Bitch, nigga. Sim come in. He was like, yo, man, I got to re-host the show. I was like, it's up to us three. So when I say us three, it was Sim, Vlad Camayo, and then me. So we all went up. Sim redid it, had him hot. Vlad went out, had him hot. And I came in, and I fucking back dunked on the motherfuckers, right? So we came out. They came out of the comedy club. They was like, thank you for saving the show. We didn't. It was a rocky start, but.
There's the audience saying to see.
Yeah, the audience man. Coming to. Thanks for saving the show, man. We didn't know what it was going to be. But my God, we love that energy you came up with. So now when I hear that and I just saw that, I was like, can you apply that shit to 15,000 motherfuckers?
Dude? Yeah, man.
Come on, take a step. Yeah. Where are we going with this? Losing we going backwards? No, we going forward. So that shit was crazy.
When you said losing them, you talking about someone else lost them?
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
Derek
hasn't bombed in so long. He's like, we mean when someone else bombs and I save the show.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had to save your own set? Like, I'm talking about, like, you're on stage, not water, became water on stage.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got there, though.
That happened the whole month of January, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's learning how a joke works, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's just some things that you'll just, like, and you don't even know why you change it.
Sunday. I was bombing last night.
There's nothing worse than, like, changing the way you say something. You don't know why. Just impulsively. It's almost like jazz. You're just like, they're enjoying it. Let me try and do this. And you just immediately watch, like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
Pull up. Pull the fucking plate up.
Right. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny because, Dave, you said, like, you have to build up those things for maybe what happens on stage. I've noticed, even on the road, if you have a rocky end, like an ending to your set, you have a joke about rocky ending.
Yeah.
You gotta have.
And then you kill. And then you go, all right, my name's Dave Temple.
Right, exactly.
Look,
like,
man,
I can
I'm
feel
telling
it.
You right
like,
now.
I've seen the light. I know it's time to get off. And I know the energy of ending a set. And it's like, this ain't it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
man.
And I'll address
again,
that.
That's also you being, that's you really being self-aware in the moment.
Yeah.
That comes from training.
Yeah.
Going back to TI, you haven't been in enough rooms. You need to be able to save a room of 10 people, 15.
Before you try to save
Correct.
A room of 15 grand.
Right.
20,000?
Right.
That's
I know.
An insane number.
Right. Like, I know what a good set is supposed to sound like. You
yes.
know what I mean? So if I got the light and I don't feel that, I'm very aware of that. You know what I mean? And yes, I will acknowledge that. and try to get
let's not
some
be
sort
delusional
of big pop
here.
Before we laugh.
Sit
you know
in
what I mean?
Your shit.
Yeah.
Just sit in your fucking
correct.
Shit. You gotta.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of not being a headliner. There's still somebody that can come fix this. Sorry, got a little arrogant with the shit I was doing up here.
But even, every time I shake Dave's hand before I bring him up and say, yo, hey, man, I was trying some new shit.
But even nah, fuck that. But even as a headliner and you bombing.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah.
It's happened. And I'm like, damn, I got to do 60 fucking minutes?
Yeah.
You almost go, well, I'm dead already. So let me start eating these niggas' brains.
That's what I've seen Derek do. I've seen Derek go, oh, no. Yeah, well, fuck it. It's going to be like this for the rest. Like, if the first 8 minutes, he's like, all right, y'all niggas, I see y'all going to make me work. Like, and that's just his way of, I'm going to sit in this.
I don't care.
I like when they leave when I'm on the mic now. I go, okay. I made a promise.
Okay, so.
I'll be like, yeah, I walked these motherfuckers because I knew it was going to be it was going to be bad. And y'all believe me. Thank y'all. I walked y'all out. I moved y'all to
but
the
also
door.
But also, in the same respect, I've seen Derek do something that is insane to me was when we were on the road at Vulcan, we had one person so hyped up. He kept standing up, loving the joke so much, more energetic than anybody. He's high-fiving, shaking Derek's hand on stage. And Derek is like, this guy's having more fun than everybody, so I'm just going to let him do him. Understanding that this person is, like, the room kind of sucks, but this one.
He didn't. So I was like, all right.
And you watched Derek basically do 45 minutes to him, sprinkling everyone else, but he was, and he said it during the stage, like, as long as this motherfucker's laughing, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because that kind of solidified, that should give you some kind of confidence.
But that's what I'm saying.
There's a motherfucker
it's
drunk and happy enough to be standing on everything you say. This can't be that bad.
That's like you all are resisting.
Yeah,
and that's
something's
fine.
Wrong with y'all.
Yeah, you guys are resisting.
You can resist if you want to, and that's fine. You know what I mean? And that's the other thing. Now here's where, again, I'm going to give someone like T.I. a little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. I want the motherfucker to just get better if he want to do this shit. But that was...
That same set kill. If they were laughing, we wouldn't be like the material was whack. We wouldn't even critique the material. Like
we would critique the crowd.
You could see somebody killing with trash material, and you'd be like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because it becomes a thing not of the material, but whether or not you like this person. You know what I mean? Mm. You've seen comics do whack shit and it kill and we just like it because we like the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like, there's some comics that are just lovable. Even though they not creative.
I went
no
up
shit
to the
like
nigga
that.
And said, your mother's stupid because she's stupid, nigga.
Right. Right. Motherfuckers just be like, I just love her energy. It's like the old dirty, I like to call it the old dirty bastard effect. Old Dirty Bastard had bars, but you had to get through a lot of blah, blah, blah to hear them. You know what I mean? And that wasn't for everybody.
Hey, Sean, but nigga, when he dropped them bars, right. I go, mm-hmm.
And some people, like them Japanese people who didn't understand, daddy, I just love your energy. I love your music. I love your energy. Like, that's the other thing. So it's like, if your energy translates with one person,
yeah,
you're right. Same thing where, like, if it's 20,000 people in the room.
Yeah, 20 grand. Nigga.
But only three people fucking with
thousands
it.
Thousands of people. It was crazy.
But if it's like, only three fucking with it, you could be right.
Yeah, you could be right. Just flip the room around.
All right, y'all. This has been a fun one, man. Let's go ahead and get on the
But before we go.
What's up?
T.I., I love you, man. But you got on stage with man boobs. Do some push-ups before you hit a fucking crowd. Of 20,000. See how I brought that
up? Also, T.I., as a comedian who's doing it a couple years longer than you, I'm going to give you some advice. Get on that stage, boy!
You better get on that stage, boy! You better get on that stage, boy!
All right, y'all. No need for apologies. Thanks for tuning in.
All right.